Good morning, everyone. This is the special meeting of the Improvements Committee for September 3rd, 2021. And we are called to order. Are there any comments from the public? Do we see
any? No chats, no hands raised.
Very good. In that case, we'll move on to item three, introduce Michael Fritschke, Director of Operations. Tom.
Yeah, I got this one. I just want to say I'm really happy to let the public know that we filled the role of the Director of Operations with Michael Fritschke. He started this week, and he's got some pre-planned time off.
Hey, Amelia, I am muting everyone, so you'll have to unmute yourselves. There you go.
Okay. So Michael Fritschke started this week, and he's off next week for some pre-planned time off before he was hired. And so I wanted to hold a special meeting today to just introduce Michael and to get through some of the business of the district. So Michael comes to us from Klamath Lake,
Klamath Falls,
Oregon, where he was the general manager of the sewer district. And he has family here nearby, and he moved back to California to be with closer to family and to make a career change to work with us here at Rancho Murrieta. We're very happy that he's here. Michael's an engineer, and he has a great amount of experience in water systems, including sewer and drinking water. So that I just wanted to make the introduction and get the ball rolling. We'll have more, and you'll hear from Michael in the future. You want to say anything, Mike?
No, I just thank you for having me here, and I look forward to serving the district.
Pretty straightforward, and that's about it. Are there any questions?
Questions, anyone?
No, not on my side.
Great. Thanks, thanks, Tom. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
Your presence is greatly appreciated. Let's move on to item four on the agenda, update on hole 14 culvert replacement.
Okay, we put the RFP out to replace the culvert on hole 14 about 3 weeks ago. As of yesterday, we have not received any bids at all. And today is the deadline.
Yesterday.
Pardon me?
Yesterday was the deadline.
Yesterday was the deadline. So we're going to extend that bid. If we didn't get any bids, and we have to look into Ron Greenfield's email. If we didn't get any bids, we're going to extend that window for another couple weeks. We're trying to coordinate the replacement of the culvert pipe with the annual maintenance week that the country club is running in mid-October. So for now, our hands are kind of tied until we get qualified bids in place. So extending it for a couple weeks could end up being that this committee does not see the recommendation from us. It might go straight to the board. So my request is, if we do get qualified bids in between now and the board meeting on the 15th, or is this committee okay with us going directly to the board meeting with our recommendation of selecting a contractor? So that's a question to Martin and Randy.
That's fine with me. If we don't get any bids, could we go negotiate with some contractor to do the work?
We can do that. Yes, we think it's going to be between $50,000 and $70,000 when all is said and done, because of the concrete work that we want to do on either side to bolster that system and protect our drainage. So it might be that it's just we need to reach out directly to a particular contractor, like you said, Marty.
If you didn't. I've got names of several contractors that should be interested in something like that. In fact, one guy really comes to mind that that would be perfect for this. So let's talk after the meeting. And if you didn't get any bids, I'll give you some contact information for some people.
Okay.
Yeah. If you send it to me, Randy, when I repost the RFP right after this meeting, I'll just email them directly.
Great.
Yeah, if you send me their names, I'll get it over to them right away.
Okay.
And sir, are you guys okay with us bringing this item directly to the board?
I believe Martin said yes, and my answer is also yes.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to consider approval of a quote from West. I don't know how to pronounce this. Yost. For Laguna Joaquin Maintenance RFP management.
So I've got this one as well. We had looked at Laguna Joaquin. We did an RFP for Laguna Joaquin, kind of an oversight, including an RFP for doing the maintenance about this time last year. And we had tried to work with the RMA to help fund that work, and the RMA chose not to. And so we kind of pulled back on the item. And we went back recently and asked West Yost to give us a quote for running an RFP, which would be designing a bid package and putting it out to the street for contractors to bid on. And after meeting with Michael Fritschke on this extensively over the past few days, he requested that we pull the item and that we give him a chance to have some more design work on how we're gonna go forward with maintaining Laguna Joaquin. And so we pulled the item, and that's my explanation. I suspect for the October meeting, we'll bring this back with a little bit more clarity after Michael Fritschke has some time to review the project as a whole. Basically, the maintenance on Laguna Joaquin has to be done after it's dried out. We're estimating, we have an estimate from West Yost that we're looking at between $700,000 and $900,000 when the basin is dried out for the work to be done. They've also told us that if we want to do it when the basin is wet, i.e. full of water, that it's going to be six times more expensive, which is clearly out of the realm of possibilities for the district. So we want to give Michael a chance to look at it himself and then go back to the world of consulting to figure out who best to do this work or who best to put together a bid package to let us figure out the best way to handle this. So again, we plan on having a memo. We plan on having a proposal from West Yost, but we decided to pull it to give Michael some time to look at it. Are there any questions?
Anything, Martin?
No, I think it's good that Michael reviews what's going on before we jump ahead.
Okay. Any hands or chats, Amelia?
No hands or chats.
Okay, so we are down to the end. Just as a bit of explanation, because we're bringing Michael on board, and he's not really up to speed yet. We don't have our usual updates, and we have a very short agenda. So we've actually come to the bottom of the agenda items, and we're at the director and staff comments. First, staff, anything?
I really don't have anything. I'm happy that Michael's here, and I'm looking forward to his time with the district. I think bringing an engineer into the role of director of operations is perfectly in line with what's going on with the district as far as development and what we're doing with the reserve program and starting to get into a more solid path of maintaining our systems instead of putting out the fires that we've been doing for the past few years.
Sounds great. director comments, suggestions? Martin, anything?
Yeah, I got to meet Michael yesterday, and I'm pleased he joined our team, and we're looking forward to him helping us out. So I welcome him here. And
my only comment is to ditto that. I'm looking forward to meeting Michael, and I'm sure that this will be a great addition to the district. So with that, and hearing no more comments or suggestions, we're on to item 7 of the agenda, which is adjournment. Thank you everyone for joining us this morning, and have a great day.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.